Supply.
The Vatican under rapid fire, and it's not just a movie starring Tom Hanks like Angels and Demons. It's for real, under fire for linking homosexuals to pedophilia. We'll dive into that. Boy, they just need to cop to what happened in the past and move ahead. Just keep moving ahead. I don't understand why the Catholic Church didn't come clean in the first place. They wouldn't be in the middle of this mess, I believe, anyway. But we're saving that for later in this show. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're coast to coast and everywhere in between in all the nooks and crannies. And that means you, yes, you, if you're half asleep with one eye open, or you're driving down the road and you pull over at the 24-hour McDonald's, you can give us a buzz when you're hot under the collar and you have something to say, because it's about conversation, and the conversation flows in all directions here. 800-259-5791. All right, besides the Vatican, big story happening out of Arizona that we've talked about a bunch. Illegal immigration, what to do, how to crack down on what's happening with the gangs and the murder rates and everything else as a result of those in the country illegally. The cops now can pull somebody over once it's signed into law. I mean, we still have to have the governor sign this thing in Arizona. But once it's signed into law, the cops then can pull somebody over with reasonable doubt and question whether or not they are a citizen. People with accents, people without ID on them are worried and think that it's turning Arizona, or will turn Arizona, into a police state. I disagree, although enforcing it could be really tough. So some of the police were for it, some of them weren't. This is definitely ground zero for the immigration war, the illegal immigration war. And will we see this spread to other states? Good idea or bad idea? The ACLU thinks it's a horrible idea. La Raza and a few other organizations are up in arms and plan to sue and do whatever they can to shut this bad idea down. But the governor hasn't signed it yet, although it's almost inevitable that that's going to happen. I mean, pretty much he's already said that, so I don't foresee that this won't become reality. Speaking of reality, one thing we don't want to see is any kind of nuclear war, right? That's the reality. We don't care. Terrorists, whether it's Hezbollah, Hamas, Al-Qaeda, Ahmadinejad, whoever. Nobody wants a bomb dropped, and for very good reason, my friends. Annihilation, utter annihilation. And we saw what happened on 9/11. We don't want to see anything like that again, and we all know what the deal is. The bomb is the final ending. Curtains. That's why it's not the world powers you have to worry about. It's the nuts you have to worry about. So earlier in the day, as part of this whole summit thing that's been happening in Washington, D.C., the president talked about Russia.
In a major and welcome development, Russia announced that it will close its last weapons-grade plutonium production reactor. After many years of effort, I'm pleased that the United States and Russia agreed today to eliminate 68 tons of plutonium for our weapons programs, plutonium that would have been enough for about 17,000 nuclear weapons. Instead, we will use this material to help generate electricity for our people. These are exactly the kinds of commitments called for in the work plan that we adopted today. So we've made real progress in building a safer world. I would also note that the United States has made its own commitments. We are strengthening security at our own nuclear facilities and will invite the IAEA to review the security at our Neutron Research Center. This reflects our commitment to sharing the best practices that are needed in our global efforts. We're seeking significant funding increases for programs to prevent nuclear proliferation and trafficking. And today, the United States is joining with our Canadian partners and calling on nations to commit $10 billion to extending our highly successful global partnership to strengthen nuclear security around the world.
All right, so you heard what the president just said there. This is what we're going to do with this plutonium. We're going to use it instead to generate electricity. Well, that's a good thing, right? Because now we're headed in that direction. Before, nobody would listen when we talked about nuclear power because of fear of some kind of an accident, though France is pretty much powered that way. Two plants set to be online by 2017 in the Georgia area. Remember, there hadn't been anything new on the block in decades. But here's what's key. We go back to the same thing. Obama, ultimately, after this summit, is saying that the American people will be safer and the world will be more secure as a result of the nuclear summit. Yes or no? Will we be safer as a result of this nuclear summit? What do you say? I say, unfortunately, if that were only true, but and even the president himself said this, all that's being talked about, anything that's signed, it ultimately doesn't mean that any of the materials, any of the information, anybody who can build this isn't going to do it or sell it to the people who would use it. They're not part of this deal. And then for the people that are here, that are in Washington, that met and did what they did through the summit, had the conversations about Iran, had the conversations about reducing and securing weapons and all that sort of stuff, it's non-binding. There's no binding agreement here. As to the START Treaty, that has to still be approved by Congress, and ultimately, I'll say it again, it's not Russia that we're concerned about. It's not Russia. In the meantime, Israel is saying, hey, while you're having this meeting, Syria gave missiles to Hezbollah. And they're saying that these are long distance, now this isn't nukes, but they're long distance Scud missiles, and they're missiles that would have Tel Aviv definitely within range. Syria is denying that this has happened, but Israel has absolutely triple-checked this with some good sources. Spies. So, the president, Shimon Peres, who during a visit to Paris told some writers that Syria claims it wants peace, but they're delivering Scud missiles to Hezbollah. They are threatening the state of Israel. I'll tell you, Israel is becoming the big-time playground. I mean, something can happen here with Israel. I truly believe that, whether it's Iran or whether we're talking about the Palestinian stuff, which that's been around for a long time, the issue in Jerusalem. It's almost ripe for something to happen. Now, American and French people are both saying, meaning government folks, are both saying that they were aware of the Israeli concerns, but they didn't know whether the missiles had actually been delivered. Yes, yeah, signed, sealed, delivered. So even now, that increases the risk for what could possibly happen with Israel. And Israel has, for a very long time, said that Syria permitted and also facilitated the arming of Hezbollah, which would make Lebanon the ground zero for clashes between Israel, Syria, or Hezbollah. The Middle East is where it's all happening. Stay with us. Dungeon coming up next.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Glow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the 8th leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
In the so-called
freedom. Tough to jump in and interrupt that, isn't it? America Tonight, coast to coast. Yes, we are. And as we're driving down this road, we're talking about a plethora of things. What else is new? It's like billboards, eye candy everywhere. Some of it we don't like. Anyway, we have a dungeon moment coming up next. I think you'll find it intriguing. Before we do that, let's head across the border to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Al.
Oh, hi. Hi, Kate.
Hello.
Yeah, no, I just heard about President Obama. I got a comment about the Roman Catholic Church and the Beatles, but, you know, the pro-Obama media has been doing cartwheels and high fives over this peace treaty or a treaty with Russia, right, that President Obama signed?
Uh-huh.
You know, what's next? Is he going to get a peace treaty between Switzerland and Luxembourg? Russia has never been at war with the United States.
No.
A hot war, a real war.
Right.
The Cold War, but it was actually nuclear weapons that prevented war. Had there been no atomic bombs and hydrogen bombs, Russia, the USSR, and the United States of America probably would have gotten into a conventional war sometime. It was nuclear war that prevented war, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so I don't know what all this, the pro-Obama media is doing all these cartwheels and high fives over. You know, a peace treaty with a country that we've never been at war with, that we never will be at war with, and we're not at war with now. But I got a quick, I just heard today that you heard that the Roman Catholic Church has forgiven the Beatles?
I didn't hear that, no.
Oh, yeah, there was a big thing. The cardinals or the Pope himself maybe said that apparently the Beatles said that they were more popular than God, right? Have you heard that story?
No, back, I've heard that story,
back
yes.
a long time ago, before you were born. But John Lennon, I think, said that the Beatles are more popular than Jesus or God.
Mm-hmm.
And now the Roman Catholic Church has forgiven the Beatles for that. You know, that was kind of a stupid statement. The Beatles performed at Shea Stadium in New York City, and they drew mm-hmm. about 80,000-90,000 people, right?
Yep.
To Shea Stadium.
Yep.
Now, if Jesus had been across the street, say at Yankee Stadium or whatever Yankee Stadium is, I don't know what they call it now, but if Jesus had been at Yankee Stadium healing the sick and raising the dead and turning water into wine and feeding the 80,000-100,000 people with two Macs, a couple Big Macs and a couple Whoppers and, you know, feeding, turning two Big Macs into 100,000 Big Macs, who do you think would have drawn more people, Jesus or the Beatles?
The Beatles.
Rather than somebody that heals the sick and raises the dead?
Well, if he did do that, no. If he did do that, yes.
Yeah, I know,
I'm sorry.
John Lennon said the Beatles are more popular than Jesus.
Right,
no.
If you had him across the street, you're right. If you had him across the street, he
was
performing miracles.
Yeah, Jesus was
healing
the sick and raising the dead and turning water. I love wine, so if he's turning water into wine and feeding 100,000 people with two Big Macs, I'm pretty sure Jesus would have outdrawn the Beatles.
Yes.
Yeah. And also, I really found it interesting. The Pope has forgiven the Beatles, but he absolutely refuses to forgive Celine Dion.
Yeah, what's up with that? I don't get it.
No, and I hope he never does forgive Celine Dion for torturing the world.
Thanks, with her music?
I've got this thing against Celine Dion's music. I know you do.
And okay. She's a Canadian. You're brutal. You're beating up your fellow
countrywoman. And also,
woman.
Kate, have you read that book about there's a city across the street from El Paso, Texas, right, called Juarez, Mexico?
I lived in El Paso. Yeah, I know it well.
Yeah, across the Rio Grande River, right? Well, the Rio Grande. I really get mad when people say the Rio Grande River because you're really saying the river, the big river. It's redundant to say Rio Grande River. Across the Rio Grande, so I'm sorry for saying Rio Grande River. It doesn't make any sense. Across the Rio Grande, there's a city called Juarez. And there's 300 or 400 people. Apparently, there's 300 people murdered there every week from drug wars and whatever. There was a guy we have a PBS and NPR up here. On Canadian PBS and NPR, there was a guy that's written a book about Juarez. And he's blaming it all on the war against drugs. He said it's nothing to do with criminals. It's all like the war against drugs and free enterprise. These guys aren't getting paid enough. So it's not crime. It's not criminals. It's the war on drugs. It's people that are fighting. It's the people who are fighting crime that are the problem. Have you read that? I forget. I think it's called Murder City or something like that. Have you read that book?
I haven't read that book, but I know everything about what's happening there, having lived there and gone over the Zaragoza Bridge.
You should try to get that guy. I'd love to hear that guy as a guest. I'd like to ask him a few questions.
Okay, Murder City.
I think that's what it's called. He's an American. I forget his name, but
it's easy to find out. I'll find out.
Yeah, thanks, Kate.
All right. Al, with a great suggestion, Murder City, Juarez. How many times have I jumped on the bully pulpit and talked about what it was like to be a reporter in El Paso on Channel 9, and back then we would go over the bridge constantly, the Zaragoza Bridge. A lot of Americans would go over, a lot of interchange between both. It was almost like they were intertwined, and it's a tiny bridge. Now, any of the Americans that go over are really risking their life, and that's no joke. They don't know what you could get caught up in the middle of. It used to be you could go over, have dinner, go shopping, and no problem. Now, and you just had to come back through customs, but now I don't see that there's any way you would do it. The murder rate is incredible, incredible in Juarez, and he's right. It's absolutely tied to drugs, and, you know, that's been a big subject here on the show. It's the leftover of the drug cartels you see there, and then you see in Tijuana, but it's still nothing like it is in Juarez. Tijuana is tepid compared to that city, and El Paso anymore. There are still so many people that cross over into that area. It's tough for the Border Patrol, even though they're there for, you know, in plain sight, just going over the river and some of the places where it's easier to get across rather than go up the wall and go through a hole in the fence, there aren't enough border patrol agents. All right, time for that dungeon moment. I don't get the fascination with the laser pointers and pointing them up into the sky and thinking, oh, geez, maybe I can crash a plane or bring down a helicopter. That's exactly what happened a stone's throw away from where I grew up in a place called Camden, New Jersey. Talk about a dangerous place. So police ended up arresting a 32-year-old guy who is now facing what they call interference with transportation charges. And what he did was he flashed a laser light at a National Guard helicopter that was patrolling Camden along with some of the Camden police. And he, what happened was in doing that, by repeatedly flashing the laser light on that helicopter, he blinded the pilot, causing him almost to crash. He could barely fly it. So this wasn't fun and games. Once on the ground, the police responded to where they thought the area was that it was coming from, and they nailed him. He was sitting inside a van, a minivan, and he was thought it would be funny. He was flashing this light at the helicopter. And what his excuse was is, oh, I thought it was a news helicopter. Oh, come on. So he was released with a summons, and the National Guard is really known to go up and down in that area because they're helping the police there and trying to catch people because the city is riddled with crime. It's very odd. You have Cherry Hill, New Jersey, which is right over the bridge from Philadelphia, and Camden. Camden actually is the first city over the bridge. And it is, I mean, it is just a very dark, sad, sad place. A sad, sad ghetto that many people have tried to clean up and have had a tough time dealing with it. And it's sandwiched in between some pretty decent areas. So they do everything they can, and they being the law enforcement type, so they patrol it. Without further ado, let's throw this nut into the dungeon because it wasn't funny, it was stupid, and that copter could have gone down and all the people on board could have died.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
By the way, his name was Nelson Villalobos, and he's, as I said, 32 years old, sitting in his minivan with nothing to do but flash the laser pointer. When you really decide you want to wreak havoc, do something else. The laser pointer at any kind of aircraft is a dangerous, stupid, non-funny prank. Give me a break. We're not even going to send this guy a key because we don't want him to come on American tonight. Hang with us. We're going to go worldly coming up around the bend.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back a remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Sadly, as we reach across the world, remember I said this, it was obvious, the death toll in that quake in China was going to go higher, and it's the roof of the world that we're talking about, a place that I've always wanted to go. Maybe some of you have been there and you know what I'm talking about, in that Tibet area, but 6.9 houses tumbling, just trying to pull survivors and bodies from the rubble. That's what they were doing. People were pulling in the ground. And pull it. The good news is they were pulling people out of the ground alive. But can you imagine? That's what they were forced to do, getting the shovels and doing what they could to dig around people, because so many people were buried under bricks and under earth. And if it was a situation where it was just a little bit of earth and they had to clear some of the collapsing bricks and whatnot, it was easier to do that. They've got about 10,000 people injured, and you could. I saw a shot earlier in the day where you had soldiers and people, and just digging. It's that Tibetan area of China where it happened, and it was a series of quakes really that just flattened those buildings, and it's scary what we've seen with quakes lately. I mean, very, very, very scary. And then you wonder about the earthquake readiness of the buildings. This has happened before in China. Remember with the schools, and parents were upset. I saw a huge documentary on it that was interesting, where the people, because one child, the children are killed, that's it. And it's too late. And they've got 10, 12, 13-year-olds, and they don't have any other children because they're only allowed to have one. So people are without a place to stay, and It's exactly what we've seen happen in other areas, although the number not as high as like a Haiti or even Chile, but 70,000 people are still trying to figure out what they are going to do. They're wrapped in blankets, they're lying on the ground, and, you know, there was a pancaked school building, which is scary, like I said, because of the situation with how many children they can have, and it's sad. It's sad to see these pictures, no doubt about it. Let's go across to Montreal. Hey, Sam, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good. Isn't that just so sad with these earthquakes when I was just describing? I mean, really, people were using their hands. There were just hundreds of people trying to, and which is great that they're all helping. They were trying to just pull people out of the wreckage, pretty much.
And I'm surprised you were able to find out, because I know China's trying to keep Tibet very, like, you know, like,
yes,
under its thumb.
They are trying to do that, but I have a friend that lives in China and actually takes tour groups, kids, through there and sets them up as teachers, because in China, they really want American teachers. Even if you just know English, not American English teachers, just that you know English, you don't have to have a degree in English, it might help. So
okay.
He said it was pretty bad. And like you said, Tibet is that area, the roof of the world, people want to go see it, and there were tourists there, too.
Right. Let's just say, earlier today, I had a most interesting discussion with now an ex-client of my brother's. Okay. His wife and my sister-in-law are, like, they've been friends since before the Edmonton Oilers. This is how long they've known each other.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now the joke is, in Quebec, they live in Canada, I mean Toronto. So they came up here because my brother does his taxes. He says Quebec is like Nazi Germany. And I said, how so? You're forced to speak French. I go, excuse me. Do you see me wearing the yellow star? You know, I know you may laugh at it, but for some people, it's, you know, really a touchy subject.
Oh, very touchy subject.
Right. So then I said, excuse me. But Steve became a rabbi. He started his studies here in Montreal under Nazi Germany. You think he would have? No. Here, yes. His sister went to a nice Jewish girls' school. Nazi Germany, he wouldn't have been able to. My brother has a business. So how do you allocate that Quebec is like Nazi Germany? Well, you're forced to speak French. I go, what language are we speaking now?
Hello.
Hello. I almost forgot. And then he says, well, why? Because I'm from Toronto? Yeah, I said, you come up here twice a year, and you think you know everything to know about Quebec? I called my brother out, and I said, if you've got, pardon my language, balls, I'd like to see you say it to my brother. My brother said, I already heard that. He goes, he takes his tax return stuff and said, David, with all due respect, you better go find yourself another accountant. Yeah, but your wife, my wife, yeah. But unless you live here, you don't know squat. So then as he's walking out, the wife is going, because they were going to spend a few days with him, the wife is saying, what happened? So then my brother basically said, your husband put his foot in it.
Big time.
Oh yeah, and then he says, yeah, but we're better city than you. I go, excuse me, whose hockey team is in the playoffs? At least for four more games, at least. And then as a parting, and then he thinks he knows French. He says something in French. I'm going like, right. So then I said something to the effect of, go yourself in French.
All right, good for you, because you don't take any guff.
No, I don't. And by the way, I still say Washington in five. I know someone at work who said Montreal in seven. I'm looking at him like, what have you been smoking?
Washington in five. You know, it's interesting. Philadelphia beat New Jersey 2-1.
Yeah, the game was on TV.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. And Ottawa beat Pittsburgh. And
yep.
Colorado beat
San Jose.
Yeah, so it's another upset. So who knows, you know. And it was and Lenin said that they were more popular than Jesus Christ. And obviously this gentleman from Saskatchewan, that's why they didn't win the Grey Cup, because they don't know how to count and he doesn't know geography, obviously. Shea Stadium, you know, is in Queens, and the new, and City Field is right across the street, also in Queens. And if he's still listening, Yankee Stadium and the new Yankee Stadium are in a borough called the Bronx.
Yeah, but they're right next, and they're right next to each other, and it's Yankee Stadium. It's
right.
Yankee Stadium and Yankee Stadium. They didn't change the name of it.
Right.
And Shea Stadium, I spent a lot of time in both of those places. And yeah, I kind of let him wind up and go, kind of like the Energizer Bunny tonight, and he was in a lot of different directions. But the one thing he said is he was somehow, I think he was trying to make a funny joke though, but he was talking about, when he was talking about the Beatles and what, John Lennon said.
Right.
And then saying, well, what if you had, of course, if you had somebody across the street performing miracles and making people rise from the dead,
right.
If you had just somebody claiming some that they were Jesus, it wouldn't be the same thing.
Right.
But if you actually had something happen, you and I both know that people, no matter what faith, no matter
right.
what, they would go and check it out.
Talking about New York City, guess who I'm taking to New York City for Mother's Day?
Julie.
Yep.
Wow, for a whole weekend or what?
Yeah, we're going to go from like Thursday to Tuesday, and I've already got tickets to Dawn of Carnage. That was the one originally it had James Gandolfini and then Jimmy Smith, and I think, I don't know who's in it now, but it was Tony nominated, so hey. You know, I tried to get tickets for Jersey Boys, but forget it.
I know, that's a tough one to go. That's a tough one to get for people who don't know. If you go to New York and you're trying to get, here's a good tip. You can go and get halfers. You can go to Southside Seaport or other places, and you can get half tickets that don't cost as much, tickets that people have turned in. Okay, I'm going to give you a recommendation of a restaurant. Great food, will not break the bank if you can get in. It's called Becco, and it's on 46th Street in New York, and it's not too far. It's right there in the theater district.
Okay, I'll remember that.
Becco.
Yeah, but knowing her, she'll probably want to try every single smoked meat place in New York or every bagel place.
Virgil's. Then you go to Virgil's in Times Square. That's
yeah.
excellent. So there's two places for you. Sam, all right, going to
all
New
right.
York.
And then, of course, I'm going to re-ask the question as we're going on a college ride through Central Park.
Good for you. So we're going to give people a little sneak peek. Sam is going to ask Julie, who he's been talking about when he comes on and expresses other thoughts, to marry him.
Right.
Well, good luck, partner. We got some time before that happens, though. Thanks
right.
for the call.
Yeah.
Okay, the other thing that that Sam mentioned, too, we'll do it in sports shorts, but the NHL playoffs are happening. That's what he's talking about when he says Washington in five. Speaking of five, let's call it three, and Elliot Spitzer. Boy, this guy, I've seen him on a bunch of TV shows. Like, nothing ever happened. Now, it was on the front page of one of the New York papers. There's a new book coming out, and in the book, there's quotes like Mario Cuomo telling one of Spitzer's aides that the attorney general was not fit to be governor, because that's what he was at the time, saying because of the problems he has, a man and a woman problem. And so this whole scandal with the fallen governor, the new thing that's coming out, like, we're beyond Spitzer. We're over, you know, we're over that. We're on to Jesse James. We're kind of past Tiger Woods, right, guys? But three girls in one day, that was the headline in the New York paper. You know that he's just thinking, oh, I just want to get away from this. Especially because he's not the governor. He goes back into private life. He becomes a columnist for, I can't think of the name of it, I want to say Salon or Slate or something. And he's made some TV appearances to talk about government, which I think is fascinating. And now he's getting slammed saying that, you know, it wasn't just this one woman, this one hooker. There were others. And there were three different prostitutes from his favorite escort service in one day, so they're calling him Superman. That might be going a little bit too far. Coming up on the flip side, we have Weekend Counts.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey water filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey water filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey water filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
A high school baseball game that got rather ugly. Of course it got ugly. 45 to nothing. Isn't there some kind of rule? Couldn't they have called it? Anyway, where did it happen? In Wisconsin. And there was one big bad kid, Ben Wales, and good for him. He had a game that was incredible. He went 6-for-6. He hit for the cycle. Drove in 12 runs, had a no-hitter going. Three Lakes defeated Phelps, that's the two schools, 45-zip, in a game called after three innings. Oh, come on now. The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association spokesperson Todd Clark, who's been bombarded by why is this happening, why were you allowed to run up the score this much, said the game will be ruled a forfeit because it failed to reach the required number of innings. So for this kid who had a Superman game, he He won't have any of that stuff count. None of the things, the 6 for 6, whatever. I think it's kind of lame. I think it's kind of lame because the, I mean, they blew him out, but they called the game. So if they called the game, whoever the officials are screwed up, and I don't think that they should rule that this is no good. So now they get to play each other again? Well, no, actually. It's just a forfeit. That's crazy. Makes no sense. It's not fair for that kid. Come on now. They're just trying to save face. That's what they're doing. Speaking of saving face, he doesn't care about divorce at this point, but Larry King is very Liz Taylor-like. He's putting up those kind of numbers. I'm not talking about ratings. He is getting another divorce. That's right. This time, his 7th divorce. He has 2 young sons. I want to say they're 8 or 9 by now with this last wife. And it seemed like this one was going to last. You know, that this was the last hurrah for Larry King, but apparently not, because it's no joke. It's in the books. He's getting yet another divorce. 7 is a long time. I don't know, Donovan, what do you think? If you get up to number 7, I say you just stop. Just have a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Don't go down the aisle again.
Well, maybe he just really likes weddings.
Maybe he likes wedding gifts. In the real world, I mean, Larry King can buy his own stuff. If he wants to get, you know, Waterford Crystal, he can afford it, absolutely. The best suits and all that sort of stuff. But for the mere mortals on the planet, if you did go through the divorce process, although it would be pretty expensive and pretty sad, but you theoretically could stock a house with gifts, right, if you face them out long enough. But maybe your friends would get tired of the whole marriage thing and they'd say, okay, that's it. Just use the same dishes. Move to the next house, take the same dishes. Motown. Do you like Motown, that feel-good sound of Motown? Do you know that Motown turned 50 today? For more than 50 years, the world has listened to some incredible groups that were produced thanks to Motown. It was 1959 when Berry Gordy Jr. started Motown. Actually, he started the producing and the songwriting and all that stuff under a different label with help from some friends and another music maker. And then he came up with the name Motown. And you think of the people who were on that label, Supremes, Michael Jackson, yeah, a lot of people. The Miracles, the Motown sound is very, very distinct. And that's what put the Jackson 5 on the map. And then ultimately, that's what happened with Michael Jackson, who went on to, you know, hey, there was the nutty, crazy side of Michael Jackson, the twisted side. But from the music point of view, there's no question he went on to reach pretty great heights, and that's where it started, back with the brothers and his brothers and his sister Sue sometimes sang with them on the stage. I don't know if they ever were in any records today. Here's the downer part of We Can Count. You know, We Can Count is all about the numbers. Foreclosures hit a 5-year high. Record number of houses were lost in the first 3 months of this year, meaning pretty much one in every 138 homes got a notice. Oh, that's got to be sad. Trying to save your house, doing whatever you can, taking a second job, just trying to pay that note, trying to pay that mortgage. That's a lot of homes that went down. And now what's happening, they're starting to go through the backlog of bad home loans at a much faster pace. So we might see even bigger numbers emerge from this. I still think that the second part of the flip on the houses is yet to come, at least in some areas. And a lot of those areas are the obvious ones, like parts of California, parts of Florida, where they're having problems. And Reality Track said that the number of houses taken over by the banks jumped 35% in the first quarter from a year ago. And then throw in this ugly number. households facing foreclosure, I mean, it hasn't happened yet, went up to 16% in the same period and 7% from the last 3 months of 2009 swinging into 2010. More homes taken over by the banks and actually not rescheduled, scheduled for a foreclosure sale than in any other quarter going back to 2005, and that's when they started to report it. So who knows from the past what some of those numbers were like, but the one in every 138 homes getting a foreclosure-related notice is sad. Ooh, so sad, isn't it? But here's the thing. Remember, there was the big argument over the foreclosure prevention program, and the Obama administration pushed that through, $75 billion. But it's only really, and this is what a lot of people don't realize, it's only been able to help a small amount of people with homes that are in trouble. About 231,000 have completed those modifications, right, as part of that foreclosure prevention thing. That's about 21%, if my numbers are right, 1.2 million borrowers who began the program over the last year. But there were so many others that signed up, they dropped out, they didn't make the payments, didn't get the documents, and had a lot of problems. Now, rising home prices and all this speculation fueled kind of a little wave of home construction. Remember, we had Carrie Clark on the show, who was a home builder, to talk about that. And that's happened recently. But you've got a glut of unsold homes, like I said, in California, parts of California, Las Vegas, Florida, another place that's been hit really, really hard. And I think to see the housing industry completely turn around, we're probably looking at maybe 5 years, probably 5 years for that to change completely around. Boy, that's a long time, folks, isn't it? Very long time. Another quick sad story here, and I hate to throw this up on We Can Count, but I gave you some of the lighter fare in the beginning. Police are saying that a pit bull terrier, boy, these things can be dangerous, fatally mauled a 7-year-old Florida baby. The kid was laying next to his sleeping mother when it happened, and he was attacked and died afterwards. They tried, the neighbors say that the mother didn't discover her son was dead until a neighbor knocked on the door, woke her up. She answered the door, then turned around and saw what happened to her newborn son. Oh, I know. And the mother, by the way, was a teenage mother. She was 16 years old. Boy, that is a sad story. All right, you can send me any of your stories if you'd like to, suggestions, etc., americatonight.net.